Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, kids are heading back to school and parents are being warned about their supplies. Oreo is facing off against their competitor. And this bride's wedding day was unforgettable for all the wrong reasons. First up, a mystery illness is spreading among dogs in Virginia, and veterinarians are calling it an epidemic. According to the Autumn Trails Veterinary Center, more than 150 cases of the highly contagious disease have been reported in the Charlottesville area alone in the last month. The clinic said, "We're advising owners that it's best to avoid bringing their dogs to areas where there is heavy canine traffic. This would include daycares, groomers, parks, pet stores, and boarding facilities." Dog owners are cautioned to look for symptoms similar to the whooping cough, like coughing, sneezing, low-grade fever, and lethargy. And since many of the dogs coming in with the illness appear to be well-vaccinated, vets are stumped. The good news is that there have been no deaths reported. It typically lasts anywhere from 4 days to a couple of weeks. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, there could be a new feature coming to Spotify.
That's right, Kristen. Spotify is testing a feature to allow users to skip ads. The idea behind this is to let users personalize the advertising they hear, they see on the service, skipping ads that they don't want. The option is currently available only to customers in Australia. Does your workplace still use fax machines? If so, researchers are warning hackers could use them to take over entire networks. In a report, the researchers showed how hackers were able to take over a device by faxing lines of malicious code disguised as an image file. The FDA has approved marketing of the first mobile medical app called Natural Cycles, which claims to help prevent pregnancy.
So how does the app work?
Well, it lets women track the days when they are fertile based on body temperature readings and the timing of their menstrual cycle. According to Natural Cycles' website, the app has proven to be 93% effective at preventing unwanted pregnancies.
Interesting story. Thanks, Jerry. An airline baggage handler stole a plane from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, took it for a joyride, and then crashed into a wooded area. 29-year-old Richard Russell was recorded talking with air traffic controllers during his plane heist.
Just a broken guy, got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it till now.
Although Russell was found dead at the crash site, airline experts were impressed by the loops and maneuvers he pulled off with no real apparent training. And slammed with torrential rainstorms, flash flooding has swept New Jersey, leaving cars completely underwater and people stranded. And one bride was no exception when she had to climb out of her car's sunroof in her wedding dress and onto a Bogota Police Department Humvee, who rescued her and her new husband. And finally, Chicago Cubs rookie pinch hitter David Bodie stepped up to the plate at the bottom of the ninth with two out, bases loaded, down 3-0, and smacked a grand slam to give his team the win. Proof that childhood dreams really can come true. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. Danielle, I hear there's a surprising new study about women and heart attacks.
Well, Kristen, new research shows that women are more likely to survive a heart attack if their doctor is a woman. Researchers investigated more than 500,000 cases from Florida hospitals, and they found 1% more died when being treated by a man. And researchers say they don't know why. Financial troubles are on the rise among older Americans. According to a new study, people 65 and older are filing for bankruptcy at nearly three times the rate they were in 1991. According to the Consumer Bankruptcy Project, it's largely due to the shift of financial risk from the government and employers to individuals. And Nike is serving up its customers new basketball shoes inspired by cereals. The company is teaming up with General Mills and releasing three new limited edition sneakers based on Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which are brown and covered in swirls, Lucky Charms, which are bright red and have embossed pictures of the marshmallow shapes, and lastly, Kicks. Not as fancy. And that's what you need to know. But Kristen, I know that you played ball. Do you think cereal Kicks will actually give you an extra edge when you're out there on the court, or are they more a fashion statement?
Well, you know what they say. If you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you play good. So I say both. Thanks, Danielle. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's divorce has taken a turn for the worse as the two enter a very public fight over child support. Celebrity divorce tends to involve big money and even bigger headlines, of course, but divorce can be ugly no matter who you are. So with us today to talk about this is attorney and legal analyst Annalise Getz. Thank you for being here, Annalise.
Thanks, Kristen.
Okay, so let's talk about this. What's the first thing you should do if you're going through a divorce?
The first thing you need to do is know your legal rights. Get a legal consult. It takes 1 to 2 hours. You're looking at about $500. And that attorney can lay out all of your legal rights. So you know what you're entitled to when it comes to the house, the kids, and the family. Understand your rights and then make whatever deal that you think is appropriate.
Now, once you decide to move forward with divorce, what are a couple key things you need to know to make sure everything's fair?
The best thing that you can do is figure out the finances before the divorce is filed. Go into the accounts, do screenshots, do printouts. This is especially important if you've been married for a long time and you aren't in control of the finances. Another important thing to do is to change your passwords to your personal accounts and your financial accounts. And you also need to make sure that you're changing all your legal documents. So if anything were to happen to you, you don't want this individual that you're now divorcing to be in charge of your finances or your health. So change your powers of attorney and change your will.
Well, divorce isn't pretty, it's not fun, but very valuable information. Annalise, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's move on. Will you take fries with that, or were you looking for an iPhone? While it resembles an Apple store, this 19,000 square foot glass structure in Chicago is actually a revamped McDonald's. After passing under the golden arches, diners enter a bright space that draws attention to electronic kiosks at which to order. Counter, mobile, and drive-through ordering are still available, and the staff provides table service. Designed by architect Carol Ross Barney, the megastore is also pushing sustainability. Solar panels provide 60% of the building's energy. 70 trees fill the inside. The chain's president and CEO says the new flagship location symbolizes how we are building a better McDonald's for our customers and the communities where they live. It's the largest example of McDonald's Experience of the Future revamp, which is planned to modernize all locations by 2020. And if you ask me what I think of the change, I'm loving it. Well, last year, Americans spent more than ever on music, but most of that money didn't go to the actual musicians. A new Citigroup report found that the music business generated $43 billion in 2017, an all-time high. Artists received just 12% of that money, a little over $5 billion. Most of that money comes from touring. The average price of a concert ticket is around $100. Longtime touring acts like the Rolling Stones or Paul McCartney command more. It's a different story for sales and streams. Customers pay intermediaries to enjoy music, and there are lots of them. The biggest share goes to record labels, radio stations, and streaming platforms like Spotify and YouTube. Even car companies get a cut of the profits if they sell models that come with satellite radio or streaming apps. The report predicts streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music could become the new record labels if they let artists release their music directly without a label. Fewer people between the artist and fan means more money for the musician. Millennials are doing things their own way, waiting longer to have kids, not choosing to buy a home right away, and they're also writing their own rules in the workplace. Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 Houston sat down with two working women who left the corporate world for something less traditional. Hi, Coco.
Hi, Kristen. A new survey from Deloitte says that 43% of millennials plan to quit their current job in the next 2 years. The days of staying at a career for 20 years plus may be over. So how is this huge group of Americans making money? Blogger Madison Payne says technology played a huge role in her career move.
We have the platforms to do it. We have the internet. We have social media. We have all these things at our disposal.
Free platforms.
Yeah, where that people didn't have before. So, I mean, even if you're not necessarily an entrepreneur, like, the consumer voice is so strong right now because of social media.
Freelancing seems to be the path young workers are looking for. Only working when you need to and creating your own schedule are huge perks. And when it comes to a workspace, they've got an answer for that too. Work campuses like this one are popping up all over the country, offering a workspace for people who don't want to work out of their home, but also don't report to a big fancy company. Some places let you rent space by the day, others weekly or monthly. Truly a whatever works for you type of mentality. So if you're tired of the usual 9 to 5, 35, you're not alone, and there's plenty of advice out there if you want to try something different. Back to you, Kristen.
You know, I've got a pretty amazing job here, but it's nice to see young people taking control and doing what works for them. Thanks, Coco. Good news, you don't have to do sit-ups to get abs anymore. Today's top 30 steal is an Abs NRG six-pack training revolution at a special 90% discount. So now you can get a workout in while sitting on the couch or driving in your car. It can even be hidden underneath your clothes. This 23-minute training program uses electronic muscle stimulation to tone and tighten your abs. It's easy to attach and ready to operate at a single touch. In the clinical trials, 100% of participants felt more toned and firmed. The Abs NRG six-pack training revolution retails for $400, but today you can buy it for just $39. That's a 90% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, Judith Bazon loves ballroom dancing. She started in high school, and now at age 93, she has no plans of stopping. Judith recently performed an exhibition dance at the World Competition in Sarasota, Florida. And her instructor says Judith can still execute moves that are difficult for people half her age. Judith says it's her passion for dancing that keeps her on the dance floor. In our second story from Fox 4 Dallas, the Mendocino Complex wildfire in Northern California is officially the largest in state history, and several fire departments in the Dallas area are ready to lend a helping hand. In total, more than 90 firefighters and 25 fire trucks will be deployed to California from Texas. And local firefighters said it was the least they could do. After all, many states, including California, sent resources to Texas after the devastation of Hurricane Harvey last year. And they're ready to do whatever it takes to help out California in its time of need. And in our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, it takes 21 merit badges to become an Eagle Scout, which is the highest rank in the Boy Scouts of America. But one teenager from Lumberton, New Jersey, went above and beyond. Jackson Bonsall earned every single merit badge. That's 137 in all.
A lot of people told me, when I told them I want to go for all the merit badges, some people were like, that's impossible. You'll never be able to do it. And here I am.
And in the fall, Jackson will begin the prestigious engineering program at Virginia Tech. Oreos are one of the world's most beloved desserts. Every year, they make about $2 billion. But the cookie you're seeing right now isn't an Oreo at all. It's a Hydrox, and the two companies have been locked in a feud for over 100 years. This month, the battle spilled into the public when Hydrox filed an official complaint with the Federal Trade Commission. Hydrox alleges Oreo's owner, Mondelez International, is making its cookies harder to find in stores. It shared Facebook photos of Hydrox hidden behind other products, moved out of customer sight, and replaced on shelves by other Oreo flavors or even Nutter Butters. Hydrox says that's because Mondelez products are delivered to stores and put on shelves by the company's own employees, not grocery store workers. In a statement, Oreo says, "We are confident that this accusation has no merit." Hydrox has always struggled because it was written off as a cheap Oreo knockoff, despite going on sale 4 years earlier. Top 30 will be sure to report back to see if the companies get their just desserts. Well, saying thank you seems easy enough, right? Yet some people are still too scared to say it. A new study says you might want to muster up the courage. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Podcast, joins us from his studio to talk about this. So, Cody, I hear we shouldn't skip the thank you note.
That's right, Kristen. Research shows that people appreciate thank you notes more than you probably thought. A new study recruited hundreds of people to write a letter of thanks in an email to someone who had touched their lives in a meaningful way. Then the writers had to estimate how their email would make the other person feel. The researchers also got in touch with the people who received the emails to see how they felt. It turns out the recipients were more happy about receiving the letter and more surprised by their contents than the senders thought they would be. Recipients also rated the sender's ability to express gratitude as higher than the senders did. The senders also thought the recipients might feel the note made their relationship awkward, but that wasn't the case. If you're worried you're not good at sending thanks or you might make somebody feel self-conscious, then stop worrying. You're probably better at saying thanks than you think. Not to mention, you're probably the one you're worried about maybe feeling weird. Kristen?
Yeah, I love thank you notes. It's a small gesture that goes such a long way. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. Kids are heading back to school, and parents are being warned about their supplies. For the U.S. PIRG Safer School Supplies Shopping Guide, an independent lab tested 27 back-to-school products for toxic substances. According to the report, 4 tested positive. A green play school crayon, part of a 36-piece set, contained trace amounts of tremolite, an asbestos that can lead to lung cancer. The crayon's licensee, Leap Year Publishing, says all of their products meet or exceed federal standards, but are re-verifying the crayon's safety. An attorney for the Environmental Working Group noted asbestos likely ended up in the crayon because an ingredient was mined near the chemical. Asbestos is not a banned chemical. 2 dry erase markers and a brand of plastic 3-ring binders also tested positive for certain potentially toxic compounds. U.S. PIRG is calling on manufacturers, retailers, policymakers, and federal agencies to ramp up efforts to ensure product safety. A semi-permanent tattoo company out of Toronto is making big waves both with families and the movie and TV industry. Brothers Tyler and Braden Hanley own a company called Inkbox, and they've created semi-permanent tattoos that aren't henna but last longer than stick-on or makeup and special effects. If you watch Stranger Things, you've probably seen Inkbox products in use. The 011 tattoo on star Millie Bobby Brown's arm, that's Inkbox. They had early investments from Survivor's Jeff Probst and Biggest Loser host Allison Sweeney, and it's helped get them noticed. In the semi-permanent Inkbox tattoos, the ink sinks into the top layer of your skin, and when it reacts with organic compounds from a plant they sourced in South Africa, it changes the skin's color. The tattoos last between 8 and 18 days, fading naturally on their own. Tyler joked, "Moms and dads love us." Inkbox calls their tattoos a temporary bad decision, so I can see why parents especially like the idea. The U.S. military may soon get a very different kind of mission, defend space. Vice President Mike Pence recently announced plans to create a space force that would be focused on helping the U.S. military win wars in space. The new division would require the military to significantly reorganize, but proponents say it's a necessary step to fight against adversaries who see space as the new frontier. In a speech at the Pentagon, Vice President Pence said, "Just as we've done in ages past, the United States will meet the emerging threats on this new battlefield." Specifically, the Space Force would be tasked with defending the U.S. against anti-satellite technology from China and Russia, which could harm U.S. GPS satellites. The Space Force would need approval and funding from Congress, where the idea was met with skepticism by some. But one big fan is the commander-in-chief. President Donald Trump tweeted, "Space Force all the way." His re-election campaign even sent a letter to supporters urging them to vote on a Space Force logo. They hope to have the Space Force up and running by 2020. Even the best fall down sometimes. Need proof? Lance Armstrong took to Instagram to show off the bloody injuries he sustained following a bike crash in Colorado. The cyclist, who won 7 Tour de France titles before being stripped of them in 2012, had been on the Tom Blake Trail near Aspen when he took a minor blow to the head. Armstrong wrote, "For the 46 years prior to today, I completely would have blown off getting checked. Not now." That's an important development, as CTE, a degenerative brain disease, has become a focus in football, soccer, and other sports. But the story took a turn sharper than the Montvernier laces when Lance arrived at the hospital. A few weeks back, Lance posted a picture after having completed another Aspen bike ride. He credited the photo to some dude at the top of Buttermilk whose name we didn't catch. Well, as fate would have it, that dude wound up being Armstrong's ER doctor. What a small world. Waylon Klitzman was nervous about starting high school in Evansville, Wisconsin, but he had some help from his favorite teacher, Kim Katzenmeyer, or Miss K. Then there was a bombshell. Miss K found out her niece had been diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, neuroblastoma. She quit her job to join a nonprofit looking for a cure, Beat NB. Waylon wanted to help. He wrote several local businesses, telling them he'd be at the county fair to auction off a pig named Rue and donating the profits. Waylon hoped to get around $600. Well, Rue sold for over $3,000. Waylon couldn't believe it. Or what came next? The winning bidder told the auctioneer, "Turn around and sell that pig again." Three bidders bought Rue, then donated the pig back. After the fourth and final sale, Waylon raised over $10,000 for charity. Miss Kay said, "This is one kid that decided to take it upon himself. I could not be more proud of him." Waylon is currently growing 3 acres of pumpkins that will be sold this fall, with the profits going to Beat NB. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Health officials have a new warning about tick-spreading disease. Plus, a breakdown of the products with the best discounts during August.
Look, Maggie.
And a very special boy celebrates his first steps. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.